there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, Without Fail listeners, Alex Blumberg here. Remember me? I used to talk to you regularly in this feed. I've been gone for a while, and there's a reason. I've been working on something new, a new podcast, which I am finally ready to share with the world. And I'm really excited about that. The new podcast is called How to Save a Planet. It's a weekly podcast about solutions to the climate crisis. And since you're listening to podcasts I've made in the past, I figured you might be interested in this new one as well. This one is really personal to me. Maybe one of the most exciting things I've ever worked on. I'm working on it with an amazing co-host, Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. And I wanted to share this intro episode we made with all of you. It lays out what the podcast is and why we hope people might want to listen to it. So here you go. Have a listen.
How screwed are we?
How screwed are we?
Oh. How screwed are we?
Whoa.
How screwed are we? I'm Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson, and when people find out that I'm a climate expert, this is their question.
I don't get asked that question. My name's Alex Blumberg. I make podcasts for a living. But I ask it a lot when it comes to the climate. Turns out, I'm not alone in wondering how screwed are we. Most Americans, in fact, are either concerned or alarmed about climate change. And that number is growing, which is consistent with our findings, Ayanna.
As a scientist, I feel the need to admit to you that we don't have actual findings.
We have no data.
We didn't conduct an official survey, but we did both tweet and ask people to call in and tell us whether they were freaked out about climate change, and we got a lot of calls from all over.
Hi, my name is Blanca. I'm calling from Southern California.
We are from Madison, Wisconsin.
Ottawa, Ontario.
Sydney, Australia.
Toledo, Ohio.
The callers were freaked out about things that were happening right now and things that might happen in the future.
I grew up in a house on a cliff, and since I was a kid, we've lost about 25, 30 feet of the cliff. So I'd say in about five, less than 10 years, the house is going to be, you know, falling into the ocean.
We live in Phoenix. Get our water through a series of 200-mile canals that drag Colorado River water across the desert. And I don't know how sustainable that is.
If I'm lucky, you know, hopefully I'll live to see the year 2070. But current estimates show that by that time, droughts and fires and floods will be so widespread that billions of people will be climate refugees. I'll be 72.
And I don't know. I mean, I've got metal straws and I'm trying to recycle when I can and I don't eat meat or fish. But I mean, realistically, what can a person actually do to stop the earth from bursting into flames? It just all feels a bit f***ed, really. Thanks.
When I heard that summation, it all just feels a bit f***ed, really. I was just like, that is exactly it. That is the feeling. Like, it feels so big and massive and scary, especially in the face of, like, all this inaction from the people who should be doing something.
We have on our hands the mother of all collective action problems. And what do you do about a problem like that? A problem about science and politics and business and food and solar panels and ecosystems and global governance and plastics.
And we should probably introduce ourselves.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Alex Blumberg. I've been a radio journalist and I've hosted lots of podcasts. I actually started a podcasting company. I perhaps have an outsized faith in the power of podcasts.
I am Dr. Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. I'm a marine biologist and a policy nerd. I'm completely obsessed with climate solutions. So yeah, if Alex is the expert on podcasts, I would be the expert on climate in this studio. So those seem like the two sets of expertise we need to make a climate podcast.
Yeah, exactly. And as a first step, we figured we'd call back some of the people who called us since, you know, those are the kinds of people we're making this podcast for in the first place. And we got a hold of this one guy, the it all feels a bit f*** guy, Adam.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Adam?
Yeah, this is Adam.
Hi, it's Alex Blumberg calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here with my partner in crime, Dr. Ayana Johnson.
Hi.
Hello.
I guess we just wanted to sort of like learn more about you and how you sort of arrived at this emotional place.
Maybe we could start with an easier question.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That was just my preamble. When you called in, had you told those things that you told us? Had you told those things to other people?
I dialed the number without really knowing what I was going to say. And I think I just started talking and then it all sort of poured out of me. I mean, it's like, okay, I'm sitting here eating, you know, a salad. And at the same time, Australia is on fire and California is on fire. And so because I feel like this is wildly out of my control, I'm spending a lot of my mental energy trying to stifle the part of my brain that wants to run around screaming because of all of this.
This feeling of like anxiety and powerlessness in the face of the magnitude of the problem. It's the reason that we wanted to start this podcast in the first place, because I think it can take the feeling that you are having and that I think a lot of people are having and provide a place where we can all come together with that feeling and then
figure out what to do with that.
And what do you think about that theory anyway?
I think that's an excellent theory. I feel like I would rather live in a world with that podcast than without it, for sure.
All right.
Can we quote you on that?
And will you subscribe sure. And follow wherever you get your podcasts, and especially on Spotify?
I will subscribe and follow, yeah.
So we had a focus group of one.
Yes.
We did a really thorough assessment of the landscape of potential listeners.
We studied the market.
By talking to Adam.
Yes.
Only.
And the market gave us a resounding, yeah, sure. So we're doing it.
So what happens on this podcast, Alex?
So the podcast is going to answer the following question. What do we as human beings need to do to address the climate crisis? And how do we make those things happen? We're going to be answering that question on this podcast every week from now until...
Until...
The job is done, Ayana.
Until the job is done. Yeah. I'm just sitting here thinking about how you and I have just somehow ended up in a long-term relationship.
It had to occur to you sooner or later.
I'm trapped and I want a better prenup. So to answer this question of what we need to do and how we get it done... We're going to talk to lots of people. We'll talk to experts about solutions that are happening right now.
We're at the beginning of this huge boom of offshore wind in the United States, and we're going to see hundreds and thousands of offshore turbines deployed off the Atlantic seaboard over the next decade. It's going to happen.
We'll explore radical ideas for how we can get way more people to care about climate change. Nothing will be off the table.
Can you imagine if The Rock remade An Inconvenient Truth?
Oh my God.
Right?
I would totally watch that.
That'd be amazing.
We won't shy away from risky reporting.
I'm going to crawl out the window. Podcasting is like an adventure sport.
And we'll follow that reporting wherever it takes us, even out to sea.
So what are we looking at?
So this is a wall of kelp. So this is the stem. We call it the stipe. I don't know if you've ever tasted a stipe before.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, I mean, this is why we like kelp. It's like a gateway drug to unseaweeding seaweed.
And while this is not going to be the kind of podcast where we tell you five tips that you can do to reduce your carbon footprint, because let's be real, it's going to take way more than that, we will occasionally make recommendations.
Please insulate your attic if you haven't. It's one of the best things you can do. I know
this
it's
my
not sexy. Just do
time.
It.
For the love of God, people. Insulate.
That's right. Insulate your damn attic.
We'll talk to people working on climate solutions who never imagined themselves doing that kind of work.
I remember being called an environmentalist like in 2006. And I was like, I'm not an environmentalist. That was like a dirty word down here, by the way. And I was like, I'm not an environmentalist. I'm a bayou girl, you know. And they're like, well, you want us to do something about the trees. And I'm like, everybody around here wants you to do something about the trees. We're not environmentalists. We just love trees.
I'm just a tree hugger, but only I'm just a tree hugger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hugged a tree. We'll look at this massive transformation before us, and we'll imagine what that transformation will feel like if we get it right.
The move away from fossil fuels is not going to be impossible. It's not going to turn our lights off. I want to show that the move to a zero carbon future is not just possible, but it's better. And I'm ready for it.
And we're not going to shy away from the question we're all wondering.
Dr. Kate Marvel, how screwed are we?
We have a choice. We can choose to be completely screwed if we want to. But we also have the ability to limit the damage. We cannot prevent climate change. It's already here. It's already hurting people. But our choices, especially in this next decade, really, really matter. So we can choose whether we're screwed.
And so I'm on team let's not screw ourselves. With that as the goal, what are the top three things that we as a species should be focusing on right now?
Stop putting carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and take it out.
Two things. She only needs two things. I love scientists.
I don't want to minimize the scale of that undertaking. But from a physical perspective, we know exactly what is heating up the planet. So because we know exactly what is causing the planet to heat up, we also know exactly how to stop that.
So there we have it. It's both incredibly simple and one of the hardest things we've ever had to do as a species. And on this podcast, over the next weeks and months and years, we are going to be figuring out how do we do this incredibly simple yet incredibly hard thing.
So join us as we try to figure it all out. Because the one thing we know for sure is that if we're trying to figure it out together, it's going to feel a lot better than just worrying about it alone.
How to Save a Planet from Gimlet goes live on August 20th with me, Alex Blumberg.
And me, Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson.
Follow and listen for free on Spotify. We have new episodes dropping every week.
Because Earthlings, we've got work to do.